Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
A lot of times when we get a negative comment, our temptation is to delete it. I don't know about you, but that's kind of human nature. Somebody strikes at you, you strike back, you delete the comment, whatever. Here's what I've realized though. When you don't delete the comment, a lot of times the people that you've served defend you. And that's a pretty cool thing. Because it makes us realize that, you know what, we're not all alone. In other words, what you do is you store up so much goodwill, you store up so much reputation, you keep serving, and then when someone tries ripping you to shreds, usually because they don't know you, you just sit there and be quiet. And the neat thing is that this has happened by accident. A few times I've been away from social media during the day or the night, and that's a good thing, by the way, to take breaks. But as a result, when I came back to a post that I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that person just ripped me to shreds 12 hours ago. What happens is, this just happened last night. The amount of people that rushed to defend was unbelievable. And I didn't ask these people to do that. They did it of their own free will. But so many times we think it's our battle and it's our responsibility. Let your customers talk about your products and services, because that's more powerful than someone who's rushing to defend and making a big deal about it. Sometimes that's worse, because we have what's called creepers. Creepers are people who don't comment, but they watch the conversation. And when they watch the conversation and see someone rush to defend and get angry and bent out of shape and emotional in the wrong sense of the word, you can be emotional in the right sense of the word, but let's just say we're reacting rather than responding. The creepers look at that and say, oh, you know, wow, wouldn't want to work with that person. But when the other people rush to defend, it kind of says something. It says, wow, maybe this person who's making this negative comment is wrong. Maybe the person who is the coach or the creator or whatever, maybe they have a good reputation. And so I just want to challenge each one of us, rather than delete, let others defend. Rather than delete, let others defend. And I think what it does is it basically gives us new life. It makes us feel that we're doing something correct, and I think it's fantastic. So this is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire. Let me know what you think about this topic. And I'd love to hear past examples where perhaps you didn't delete, but you let others defend. And I want to hear what happened. We'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.